guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are here with Ella, who is someone I've been following on social media for so long now, so I'm so excited to have her here. We're in Brooklyn, we're in New York, we met up. Ella, do you want to do a little introduction on who you are, your background?
Yeah. Hi, guys. My name is Ella. Some of you might know me already as Ella Rose on Instagram. My full name is Ella Rose McFadden. I am a lifestyle and fashion content creator. I feel like that's probably the best way to describe it. I never really know the best way to describe it. But yeah, I live here in New York. I'm originally from California. Been out here for a few years living in the city, but we are currently in Brooklyn here to record the podcast.
And how old are you?
Chat more. I'm 24.
24, yes. She lives in New York. I'm 21, so we're like around the same age. And I really want to have you on today because I feel like on TikTok and Instagram, it's been such a trend to be on social media. And everyone's like, I quit my 9-to-5 and now I'm doing social media. And there's people that have been doing it for all these years. So what's kind of your journey been with social media? How did you begin content creation? Did you start on Instagram? Because TikTok wasn't really that big of a thing when you were on Instagram, right?
No. Honestly, my story is a little bit interesting. Like I said, I'm from California, so I grew up in Orange County. And I like still remember when Instagram came out, and I was like sitting at my friend's beach house, and I was in 8th grade, and I made my account, and it's still the username that it is today. I made like at Ella Rose. Ella Rose with one A was taken, so it has two A's, and I've just never changed it. And throughout high school, I always just like loved posting photos on the app. I mean, compared to what it is today, it's so different. But I remember like asking my mom to have her take photos of me in front of our garage, or like just like trendy photos on like lunch breaks at school. Not trendy photos, me thinking it's trendy, like going to Press Juicery and taking like an ice cream photo. And I was always just like posting. And I think like my sophomore year, I got like 1,000 followers or something like. But it was just like
not,
yeah, like crazy.
That's pretty good. So long,
yeah, like. Honestly, I forget. We were, like, out with someone who, like, had followers, and they, like, tagged me something, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so cool. And then I remember by the time I was a freshman, I went to Boulder in Colorado for school. By the time I was, like, sitting on my dorm bed and, like, hitting 10K, I remember. And I think, like, going to a school like that where it's such a big school and you're meeting people from all over, it's, like, so many people already go there from California, but it's, like, Colorado, I was meeting people from New York, I was meeting people from Florida, just like making so many new friends. And I think that honestly helped me grow a bit too, just like going to school.
Were you in like a sorority or anything?
I hate to say it, but yes, I was in Alpha Phi for like a second there, and then I dropped it because I was just like, this is not really for me. But met so many girls that way. And then my sophomore year, I did like a study abroad like summer program, and I went to Italy, and I remember I grew just like crazy amounts of followers there, I think, just from like traveling. And I went with like two of my good friends, and we took like a film class, and I remember like every day for class I would like wake up and put on like a cute outfit, and I was like, I have to get a photo today, like, and post it to Instagram. I remember they would be like so annoyed because we'd be like so hungover going to this horrible like 4-hour film class, and they'd literally just be like, no, like, we're not taking the photo. And I'd ask random strangers on the street to like take a photo who like didn't speak English.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I'd be like, can you please take a photo? And they'd take like two, and I'd be like, here I go, like posting this to Instagram. And I just got a lot of followers that trip. I remember, I think at like, you don't grow like
people
this.
People love, like, the traveling, like, lifestyle.
But, like, I remember you used to be able to grow on Instagram, like, crazy. Like, I remember, I think I went from, like, 20 to 50K on that trip. And, like, now, like, it's so hard to grow.
Now it's, like, TikTok's the easier way to get followers.
Yeah, and so that's kind of, like, how the Instagram thing started. It was, like, very, very slow. Like, I had it for years. And at this point, I had no idea it could be a career. I was just, like, posting photos because I liked posting photos. Yeah. And I think I'll always post photos because I like posting photos and, like, sharing, like, pretty content. But then when I was a senior, I was, like, my sister had gotten into NYU, and I was, like, doing a lot of, like, gifting stuff. I was getting free clothes. I was, like, wow, this is so cool. You know, still posting photos in Colorado, which wasn't that exciting. I mean, I was just, like, attending school.
Yeah.
And then my sister got into NYU, and I was, like, oh, maybe, like, I'll move to New York, too. And I graduated a semester early, so it was kind of, like, weird timing. And I, like, went out and visited New York that year, and I was, like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I, like, booked a one-way flight, like, without an apartment, without a job. And I was, like,
oh my gosh.
I was staying with a friend for a little. We ended up, like, finding a lease that for, like, all three of us because she already lived with someone, and, like, all worked out. And I, at this point, still was, like, I don't really believe that Instagram is a full-time job.
Yeah.
So I got a 9-to-5 at Gucci corporate. So I was working, like, high-end fashion, luxury fashion, for a year. So I was doing that from like March of 2019 mm-hmm. to March of 2020 when the pandemic happened. And when that happened, I got laid off from the Gucci job. And I was like, I guess I'll try doing Instagram full time. I was still kind of trying to do it on the side, but I just didn't have time for it with that job.
That was like the universe telling you, like, that option's out of the way. Focus on your side hustle.
100%. And obviously it worked so well. Yeah. It like... I mean, it was also hard because everything was very slow during the pandemic, but I was like, I know I can make this a thing if I work really hard. So that year, I just really worked really hard. And then about a year ago, I signed with DBA, which is like a management company. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that on your Instagram bio. I know like a lot of people are in that. I want to go back to when you said you studied abroad in Italy, because that's what I'm doing this summer is to Milan. Yeah.
So cool. That's probably a better place. I was in Rome. Mm-hmm. I visited Milan. Well, it depends
on, like, if you're going for class, I feel like Rome makes more sense. I'm doing a summer internship there, like, with my school, so I feel like Milan is more, like, fast-paced work.
What's the internship?
It's just, like, a marketing internship. They, like, throw you in a random company, but it's just, like...
Very cool.
Yeah. The thing is I'm going alone, like... fully, like, I don't have, like, that many friends in school, so I'm really just, like, fully going by myself, which is so terrifying. What was your experience, like, abroad? Were you scared to, like, be homesick, or you were fine because you had friends with you?
I was fine because I had friends with me, mm-hmm. and so are you living alone?
So, I can do a shared apartment with, like, three other girls that I have no idea who they are. I would love to get an Airbnb and by myself, but my family's like, you'd be up by yourself in an Airbnb in Milan. Like, they're not too obsessed with that idea, so I honestly don't know if I'm going to do a shared apartment or not yet.
I think the shared apartment, obviously, that like, being alone sounds like fun to be there, but I think the shared apartment could be a really cool experience. Yeah. How long are you going for? A whole summer?
6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think doing the shared apartment, it'd be nice to have friends and like new experiences
there. Like, I'm like, oh, my luck is so bad. I'm just going to end up with worst like, roommates.
I know. I mean, like, it's a risk for sure.
I feel like they would make like a Facebook group or something to just be like, you know, but that's honestly such a cool step. And even you graduated college and you just moved to New York. Like, that's insane that you just did that, especially because New York is not like a slow paced, calm, peaceful, safe place. It's like you're going in there and you have to be like super fast paced. How'd you adapt to New York culture?
Honestly, I grew up coming here a lot as a kid, and I always was like, wow, it'd be like such a cool place to live, but I never really thought like I would do it. I was like, it's so crazy, it's so far from home. And then I finally was like, I should just do it. Like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? I hate it, and I move home. Like, yeah. And I was like, when I booked the flight, things like started to fall into place, and that kind of gave me hope, like, oh, this was like the right decision. Obviously, it was like a huge transition. LA is very different from New York, and I'm not even from LA. It's like Orange County is like a much smaller, quieter place. I think that going to school in Colorado like gave me more of the guts to like go away from home.
I think like living on your own in college is more like, okay, I know how to figure some stuff out.
I think the harder transition for me than like being worried about, I feel like I was so busy with that job that I didn't even have time to be like, am I miserable here? I was just like so like working so
you're
much.
Just, like on a routine, you don't have time to like sit and think like, do I even like this?
Yeah, and like the harder transition was definitely going from like a student to working a 9-to-5 job. I think that's such a hard transition. Obviously, school's like supposed to prepare you for that, but I think actually being at a desk 9-to-5, which a lot of people now are work from home, which is great, but like going from like being a student, going to class, you know, a couple times a day or not even every day of the week, and then going 9-to-5 straight into a job. I remember thinking, like, after the first day, I was like, oh, my God, I have to wake up and do this again tomorrow. Like, it was just, like, a crazy adjustment.
It's just, like, an endless cycle. I feel like when you work for yourself versus when you're working for somebody else, it's, like, it's a kind of a dread to wake up in the morning. Like, I applaud anyone who works their 9-to-5 and, like, loves it and doesn't dread it. Because I know for me personally, even when I worked part-time jobs, I always dreaded it the morning of. Because I wasn't doing something I loved. I was doing something just to make money and, like, live in a certain situation. When you found out that you got laid off from Gucci, was it, like, were you really upset? Were you, like, honestly, I feel like this was supposed to happen?
No, I kind of had a feeling it was going to happen. So, like, at first, they like had us a few the lower tiered people, I guess I want to say the bottom of the food chain, was like, we weren't working because they couldn't pay us or something for like a month, and I was like, I could be like, oh, we're probably like easily could get laid off. And I remember I had flown back to California, like it was to like get out of New York for the pandemic, and I was like kind of waiting for the call. And when I got the call, I was, like, devastated. I was, like, really sad. And I think because I was in that corporate environment surrounded by it every single day, I was, like, I really want to like climb the food or climb the ladder and like get to the top, and like that was my goals. Like I was like, I want this position next, I want this position in the future. So I think I was in the mindset of like, this is what I want my life to be, because I was surrounded by everyone. And then once that was taken away from me and I realized I could do my own thing, I was like, oh wait, this is so much better. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe like I like wanted to do that for my life, like I don't know. It was like an interesting wake-up call, but I'm so grateful that I had the experience to work there, and I think it obviously helped me a lot, like, business-wise, of, like how hard people work and, like, how hard, if you're going to work for yourself, that you need to work.
Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, ever since starting this podcast, obviously, I'm a junior in college, so I have one more year after this, and then I graduate. And part of me is, like, I don't want to go into corporate with this podcast, because I know that if I put this podcast in social media as full-time, I can do it.
Yeah.
But then part of me is also, like, the stability of, you know, the income of a full-time job and getting the experience of working in corporate is also something I feel like I might need. So what's your advice for someone who is kind of in your position in college and they're kind of trying to figure out, like, do I just pursue myself and put this faith in myself, or do I play it safe and go for kind of like a corporate job?
Well, I mean, this is really impressive that you have this and are a junior in college. Like, when I was doing it, it was much different. I wasn't making money really from it. Yeah. I mean, there was a few things. I honestly, Instagram, instead of like what it is today, where now it's like brand partnerships and brand deals, the times that I made money when I was doing it in college was like a brand reaching out asking me to do like a shoot. So I'd get brands seeing my Instagram, and then they'd be like doing, and I'd make like money from that shoot, but I never saw it as like a full time. If I had known, like, I could move to New York then and there and probably have done it full time, I probably would have done that. And I think if you are already, like, strong enough to be doing this so young, like, I think trust yourself.
Yeah, the way it is now is insane. Like, brands will just email you and be like, hey, we want to send you this. And you just send them your address, and, like, all of a sudden they send you something. Yeah. Like, the way it works right now is insane. And even TikTok, like, the way my podcast has grown so much the past year is because of TikTok. Like, yeah, it's because of me, but it's because of what TikTok did for me. Like, if I post one video about my podcast and it gets 100,000 likes, all of a sudden my follower count is going up like crazy the next month.
Yeah. So on TikTok or,
like,
on
my podcast? Okay. TikTok followers, I feel like, are not fake, but they come so easily. It's, like, weird. Like, if you post one thing, you get, like, 10,000 followers in a week. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy.
Wait, how many followers does your TikTok have?
Like 30,000.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, but I feel like I've had two videos that went, like, viral, as in, like, 100,000 likes each, which isn't, like, that crazy.
No, but it is. So what do you think those two, why do you think those two went viral?
That's the thing. No idea. I don't know. And it's, like, I work so hard on one TikTok, and I'm like, this is the one. Like, this one's gonna go, like, this one's gonna blow up. And it gets, like, no likes. And then the one that I don't try in.
Wait, it's so funny.
It's
like,
so bad.
I've, like, done, like, these crazy, like, not crazy, but, like, I'll see, like, ones that go viral of, like, outfits. Like, it's usually, like, for me, the ones that have, like, gotten, like, the most traction are, like, outfit videos.
Yeah.
And so I did, like, one where it's, like, you have to edit it, and, like, it's so many different photos. It took me, like, probably, like, 4 hours to, like, figure out and get
some
it to the
take
song.
A while, yeah.
Like, so long, and it would get, like, no likes. And then I posted Paige, that we were talking about, took a video of me snowboarding in Aspen, and she put it on her story, and I was like, oh, will you send me that? And I uploaded it to TikTok, and I was like, okay, woke up the next morning, it's almost at 2 million views now. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's, I don't understand the algorithm, and I know now people are saying, like, post 5 times a day, and, like, I've been doing that for the past, like, 3 days, because I'm like, one of them has to go viral again. Such a weird algorithm.
So 5 times, that's a lot.
It's a lot. But it's, like, not even great quality TikToks. It's me just, like, doing random things, like 7-second videos. Because it's, like, there's, like, the way TikTok just tells you what to do. Like, you said your For You page is a lot of fashion, which, you know, your Instagram is all fashion, so that makes sense. Mine is a lot of, like, the gym and, like, that wellness lifestyle. Yeah. So I see that.
I see that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of in the wellness lifestyle space, too.
Yeah.
Do you, like, work out or anything?
Yeah,
you do?
I work out. I mean, this year I've been trying to... a lot.
Yeah.
I have always loved working out. There's definitely been times, like, when I had the corporate job, like, I just, like, didn't really have time. But, like, now I try to work out every day of the week, not weekends.
What kind of workouts do you do? Do you, like, do Pilates or SoulCycle because you're in the city?
Yes, I use ClassPass. I'm, like, such a huge ClassPass girl. I love it. So I usually do, they just added Core Power, which Core Power is, like, my Bible when I went to school. So I do, like, Hot Yoga Sculpt. Mm-hmm. And then, which... it's fine. I'm not obsessed with the workout, but it's, like, good.
Yeah.
There's no really hot yoga place that I'm obsessed with in New York. And then I love SLT Pilates. I love Barry's.
I always wanted to try Pilates.
Yeah, it's good.
It
it's really
hard.
Good for, like, tone. It's so hard. I remember, and it's, like, really discouraging in the beginning because it's, like, you literally can't do them because it's so hard. And then once you keep going, you're like kind of build the muscle to do it. But like I still can't finish a whole class doing it without like kind of coming out of it.
I want to do painful. It so bad. Like I go to the gym, which the gym is fine. Like I do like I've been getting into weights recently and I like doing my cardio. But Pilates just like it's like an art. Like I see people doing it and I'm like, how do you move your body like that? What is this machine that you're doing it on? Like I really want to try it.
It's fun. It's really, really hard. I feel like it's really good for like I go to so my friend teaches. Her name's Kelly and she teaches at SLT and she had a kid. She's a mom. She has the craziest six pack I've ever seen. And I'm just like, how I need that, so I'm going to go to your classes. And it's really good for, like, core strength and, like, toning, I feel like. But you're not, like, sweaty at the end of it, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I probably would be. I mean, a little bit. After, like, walking into the gym.
Like, I'm a little sweaty, but, like.
Yeah. And, yeah, because it seems very, like, slow paced. Yeah. You're, like, stretching your muscles out. And the goal
is to go, like, slow as possible. So you're not getting your, like, heart up.
Interesting. You're just, like, I don't know how I would be with that. Because, like, it looks so fun, but I'm the type of person at the gym where unless I'm drenched in sweat, I don't feel accomplished. Like, I'll do my workout, and then I'll get on the Stairmaster for 20 minutes or 10 minutes just to, like, drip out and, like, get that, adrenaline.
I'm like that, too, so that's why I can't do Pilates every day because I'm just like, okay, I need to, like, burn, like, be, like, sweating to feel like I got, like, a good burn workout in.
Same. Have you done SoulCycle here?
Yeah, it's good. It's not on ClassPass. It's really expensive or else I would do it way more. Yeah, it's good. Mm. Honestly, just those seats kill me.
I've done not the, like, company SoulCycle, but I've done, like, biking, I guess. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Like, cycling classes. No, it's good. I feel like I get the sweat, but it's, like,
the instructor's a lot for me.
Yeah.
They're a lot. She, like, threw her shirt on me. Like, they, like, take their shirt off and, like, are screaming and singing.
Screaming. And some of them are so intense. They're like, I'm just like, I can't wake up and do this.
Yeah. And the one I went to, they were, like, super welcoming. Like, they write your name on the locker and they give you a water bottle. But then they just, like, they try to, like, get you to stay there. And it, like, the workout was good because, you do sweat and it's competitive. I don't know. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Do you do, like, boxing or anything?
I don't love boxing, but Rumble is, like, a big boxing thing, and they started Rumble training, so it's, like, floor and tread. It's, like, berries. I like that. Boxing, I feel like if I found, like, a really good place and had, like, a good, like, teacher, then I would like it, but I feel like it's hard to find.
Yeah. What's your, like, so you came into the city. I know you, like, moved in with friends at first, and you have your sister here. But even just becoming friends with other influencers, how did you make that transition? Was it, like, Instagram DMs?
Yeah,
like
so I actually, I've always been, like, super, like, whenever, like, friends or girls that I followed on Instagram or, like, in town, I've always been like, oh, my God, we should do coffee or something. That's how I met Paige. We started following each other on Instagram, and I was actually in California for a bit. And then when I got back to the city and she was back in the city, we were like, let's all hang out. And we had, like, wine, and she's at her apartment, and that was, like, us fully just, like, DMing each other and becoming friends that way. And we hit it off. There's obviously times, like, I've met up with so many girls before and it's great. You're not going to hit it off with everyone. You're going to, like, I have acquaintances with everyone, but there's people that you're going to click more with than others. And then I've met so many girls just on, like, at events and, like, on the Revolve trips kind of is a huge way. Like, that's how I met Remy.
I want to talk about the Revolve trips. Like, how many have you been on?
I've been on, like, 4 or 5 now.
Yeah, how do they work? Like, just in case someone's listening to this and they're like, what is a Revolve trip? Like, how would you explain that?
So, Revolve has Revolve Around the World trips, and they'll invite a bunch of influencers and usually get, like, a plus one and can go. And basically, you're wearing Revolve the whole time and, like, shooting content for them. They're really, really fun. They're literally, like,
they look so fun on, like, TikTok.
They're so fun.
How do you even get into that? Do you just reach out to you?
So I've worked with Revolve for, like, a really long time. I'm like, a ambassador for them.
Oh,
so
nice.
I, like, whenever I'm, like, posting links or, like, wearing their stuff, I'm, like, sharing links to them. And so I think I was, like, a top seller 1 month, and that's how I got invited. But I went to Turks and Caicos, I think it was my first one. And then I've been to Bermuda with them. Aspen was more of, like, a small trip, like, me and Paige got to go.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, some of them are really big, some they do smaller ones. They just did one with, at the Almagiri, the, like, the Utah hotel that's, like, really, really crazy that, like, people get married at. My friends went on that one. It looked really pretty.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're crazy
that
trips.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah.
I always see it on, like, I know, like, Amelie just started
going. Yeah.
I, like, saw her going. Did you meet her?
Yeah.
You were on that one, right?
Me and Amelie were on the same one in Bermuda. She's the sweetest girl ever.
Yeah, the TikToks just looked so fun. And I was like, I don't even know how these work, but I knew that you were in it, so I wanted to ask you about it, too.
I think the TikTok, because Remy, do you follow Remy Bader?
I think so.
She's big on TikTok.
Yeah.
She she was like a TikToker on the trip, and then Amelie was one too. And it's like, it was so interesting to see, like, hear more about TikTok from them, because like, I have TikTok, but I'm not like very good at TikTok.
Yeah. So aside from social media, you also began Skin.
Yeah.
So where did the inspiration come from? How did you start
creating? I started working with a company, and I kind of was like brainstorming what I wanted to do, and I knew that I wanted, like, I wear very simple makeup, as you can probably see.
You have amazing skin. Oh, like, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm like, wow. Like, if I had your skin, I would just put on blush and bronzer, and
so that's
it.
Kind of why, I mean, I'm also just horrible at makeup. Like, I wish I was good. Like, my friends are, you know, I feel like you're good at it.
No. I put on extra makeup today, but this, like, one baby wing took me, like, 30 minutes. Like, yeah, I'm not good at it.
If I tried to do that, like, it would just be a mess. And a lot of my friends, my sister is so good at makeup, and it looks so good, but whenever I try, it's like, it literally just looks terrible. So I kind of was like, what do I wear every single day? And it's blush and eyebrow gel. Like, that's like something, like, I won't leave the house unless I'm wearing that. And that kind of inspired, like, I'm not a big makeup wearer, but I still wear makeup, and I still like to put it on. And even though I'm not amazing and like to wear all these products, this one is like what gets me
through
the
day. That's what you're wearing right now, I'm assuming. Your skin looks super glowy. It looks good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's literally the best. I've been working on like an eyebrow gel too. It's just hard to like get it perfect. And I want it all, you know, sustainable, made in New York. So like, it's been hard to find like the exact way I want it. But it's more of like a passion project. I just really wanted to start my own brand. I would love to do clothing. I think the only thing with clothing is there's so many brands.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many makeup brands too, but like, I just feel like clothes, people go through them so quickly now, and like get over clothes really quickly. It's hard to have a brand.
I feel like a lot of people, I feel like during the summertime, people were very like micro trend, fast fashion, like just like pieces that had like the funkiest patterns and colors. And now, at least on my For You page and Instagram, it's all about like timeless capsule pieces, which is how I've been. Like, I haven't shopped at Shein for like years, because it's just like, you know, but Aritzia, for example, like, that's where my bodysuit is. I love just, like, a timeless piece.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're really good at, just from, like, what I see on your Instagram, you're good at even making, like, colorful pieces look timeless, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that, I mean, also, I think living in New York made me realize this, too, but I want to, like, own less things all the time. Like, same. I want less stuff and, like, things in my closet that I can pair with, like, so many other things in my closet, and, like, nice quality is, like, so important to me. I also just think, like, these patterns and stuff, they go, like, out of style so quickly.
Easy. I remember I spent, like, $200 this summer on just, like, a bunch of, like, trendy things that I saw. And then I was getting rid of things on Depop, and every single thing I bought for this summer is out the window. Like, I'm never going to wear that again. I wore it once, and then it's, like, it made its statement, and now I'm never going to wear it again.
Yeah. It's not worth it. Yeah, it's such a waste. And, like, to have a brand that is, like, timeless is doable. But I think it's tricky. And, like, what do people, like, really wear over and over and over again? And, like, if I were to have a brand, that's where I'd want to focus it on. I just don't know. I don't know where I would even begin. Yeah.
What's your advice for someone who wants to start their own, like, time, like, capsule closet? Like, what stores do you recommend? What pieces do you recommend?
I think that, I mean, obviously Revolve has everything. It's a bit overwhelming.
They do. But I just bought, like, a few dresses from there.
I think there's, like, really good timeless pieces on there. And there's, like, if you don't have, like, a super good sense of style, going on Revolve, I think, can help with that, because they pair so many good things together. And you can be like, oh, I would look good in that. Oh, I wouldn't look good in that. I think Free People is one of my favorite brands they have.
I've honestly never shopped there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really cute. And they have these trousers are Free People.
I thought they were Aritzia. They're really cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. And they have, like, timeless, really good timeless pieces, I feel like. I'm trying to think of, like, some nicer brands. I mean, this is COS. I don't know. They're, like, a big store. I think it's more so, like, making sure you have the basics in your closet. Like, a good pair of denim. I really like EB denim. Is, like, really, really cute. And, like, investing in that. Because I wear it, like, multiple times a week. Mm-hmm. Every week I've had the same pair of jeans for years now.
Yeah.
I think having good denim is super important. And having good, honestly, like, good hoodies, good blazers to, like, pair together is, like, the most important things. And making sure that when you're buying something, like, knowing that you can wear it at least three ways.
Mm-hmm.
And with three other things that you have.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think if I've learned anything about fashion this past year is just to invest in pieces.
Because
I would buy things from, like, Zara for, like, $25 jeans, and they would last me, like, a year. And I remember I bought these pair of denim shorts from a Goldie, the brand. I don't remember if it was Revolve or Aritzia that I got them from. But, yeah, the pants were, like, $120. I was a senior in high school spending $120 on denim shorts. I don't even know where I had that money. But I remember buying them, and I just got rid of them this summer just because I got taller. But I'm like, wow, those shorts lasted me 4 years. Like, that's insane.
That's so good.
It's so worth the investment, especially with, like, Levi's, a Goldie. I'm trying to think of
And, like, denim denims. Shorts. You are always going to need a pair of denim shorts in your closet, no matter what. Like, those are never
And all I need is one. Just one pair of nice denim. Like, that's it. I don't need a million. Like, jeans, I own way too many jeans for no reason.
I just cleaned out my jeans, and I was like, wow, I literally would keep ones. It's like, I haven't touched those. Exactly. I haven't touched those in 6 months. Why are they still sitting in here?
Yeah.
I love cleaning out my closet.
Oh my God. I do it, honestly, like, every single week. And somehow there's always something to get rid of.
Always. Even though I wanted it last week, don't want it this week. Yeah. It's funny.
So crazy. You also have a food Instagram.
And then it's Art of Foods. And it's actually, it started as a website, and it was a food blog that I created right when I got laid off.
That's Gucci. When you get to New York. Like, that's the first thing you want
to
do.
So I used to keep it as, like, when I got to New York, I would have, like, a notes tab. And then I started putting them on my highlights on Instagram. But then I would run out of space, and it was just, like, annoying to tab through.
Yeah.
Then I literally had an Excel file of all of the restaurants I had tried and, like, the different neighborhoods. And then when I got the first, like, when I first got laid off at Gucci, I wanted to, like, create something of, like, a prettier way to look at all these restaurants because I was, like, so passionate about trying it and giving people recs. And I created the Squarespace website, like, and built it for, like, a few months during the pandemic, which is also, like, I hope these places, like, are make open, it. Yeah. And then now I kind of just, like, relaunched it. I, like, because I'm not a website developer, obviously, but I hired someone to help me, like, redo it. And it looks, honestly, the reason I got back into it, when I told you I was on one other podcast, she asked me about the food blog, and I kind of was like, oh, I wish you didn't ask me about it because I, like, completely slacked off and, like, was not updating it all summer just because I was busy. But I had so many new places, and I said on the podcast, I was like, if anyone wants to help me, and people reached out, and, like, now I fully have, like, relaunched.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was stalking it before I got here. What are, so give us, like, your guide to New York City, breakfast, lunch, dinner, like, favorite spots.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, check out, we just made an Instagram for it, too. Check out. It's really good, but so I moved here. When I moved here, I lived in the East Village for the first 2 years I lived here. And now I live in the West Village, that kind of Greenwich kind of area. And
I love that area.
Yeah. Okay, I would say my favorite sushi, I love Kazunori. If you've never had hand rolls, I mean, they have it in LA. It's kind of basic to say, but it literally is my favorite. I love Bond Street sushi, Italian. I love Misi, and I love Bar Piti's really good.
That's my favorite pasta like ever.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I love it there,
I just went to this place called Rule of Thirds in Brooklyn, and it was, like, one of the best dining experiences I've ever had. Really? It was so good.
So you work for yourself. You're in New York. Mm-hmm. What's, like, a day in your life like? Because I feel like when it comes to self-employment, a lot of people are like, well, they see, like, a girl post on TikTok. They're like, I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, I could do that. I could post on Instagram. So what's, like, a day in your life just to show people how busy it actually is? I don't think people realize how many emails and phone calls are always on the go.
It's crazy. Yeah, people really don't realize it and definitely, like, hate on it, but it's hard. I mean, the hate comments I'll get about, like, on YouTube will be like, this girl, like, doesn't work a day in her life, like, things like that. It's like, people have no idea, and you can't blame them. How are they supposed to know? Like, people really don't. Yeah, I don't share the behind the scenes, but I try to now. Every day is obviously different, but I wake up pretty early. Emails are, like, a huge thing. Like, emails come in and out. Like, you have to be, like, so on top of your email. Mm-hmm. Like, this morning I woke up around 7 and I probably did emails for, like, 3 hours. Then I chilled, like, 8. I usually do a workout class either in the morning or the afternoon. I'm doing one this evening at, like, 4:30.
Yeah, that's my favorite time to work out, like, 5 p.m., 5:30.
Yeah. And then either, like, shooting content, you know, I had a video call, like, a video Zoom before coming here. And then, like, I get to do things like this, which is nice. My schedule is very flexible. Also, if I, like, have stuff in the day, like, running around in the day doing, like, more personal things, I can work at night, which is, like, the best thing ever. Like, I can stay up really late and, like, finish emails and stuff. But every day is different. But I think it takes a certain type of person to work for yourself. You have to be motivated. And, like, I have friends who are like, my dream is to work for myself, but I could never do it because I would never be on top of myself.
Yeah.
So, like, it takes a personality. Like,
definitely. Yeah. Like, you need that work ethic. It's like, everyone grows up saying, I want to be an entrepreneur. Like, of course, everyone wants to work for themselves. But when you're at a corporate job or you're working for someone else, you have to do things. It's not like you're motivated to do them. You just have to get them done, or else no one else is going to get them done and you're going to get fired. So when it's self-employment, it's not necessarily having to do anything because it's, like, your job. Like, you control where you want it to go.
Yeah.
So that's why you need to have, like, that motivation and that hard work ethic to be like, no, I have to push myself to actually get this done or else it's just not going to happen.
Exactly.
That's so crazy. What's, like, your week like? Like, do you have just, like, emails every day? Do you have anything else this week? I know you have a podcast, but do you do photo shoots anymore?
Sometimes. So I actually, my sister's on Instagram, too. I met up with her and we shot pictures yesterday. I've done a workout every single day this week. I've done a ton of emails. I actually had a call with my management right before this to kind of just like go over the partnerships we have coming up. And then I cleaned out my closet, deep off.
The best feeling.
Yeah, honestly. It literally is amazing. I try and do like weekly too.
Yeah.
Honestly, opening boxes takes up so much of my time.
I don't even have like... Ella has like over 100,000 followers and I just hit like 6,000 and the amount of emails I go through, I can't even imagine how many you go
through. It's so overwhelming.
PR boxes. Yeah. It really is.
So opening up, honestly, it sounds dumb, but it takes hours of my week for sure.
Unboxing and trying things on
and then breaking down the boxes, you know, recycling all of it. It's a lot. And honestly, stuff like shows up and it's like, how did this person even get my address?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I'm actually flying home to California on Friday, so I've kind of just started getting ready for the trip, like packing, planning outfits to shoot content.
What's your guide for someone who wants to start? Let's say they listen to this episode and they're like, you know what? I'm going to do social media. This is my sign. What are your tips to begin? Because I know yours was kind of just like a natural, I want to take pictures. So how was
theirs? I mean, you have to be dedicated though, because like even with the photos, I wasn't expecting anything out of it and I was still posting every single day. You have to be consistent. You have to be dedicated. You can't get discouraged. Like, okay, I've been posting for a month every single day and I'm still not getting a follow. I would just say keep going. Everyone, I think if you're like believing yourself enough, it'll happen. You have to work for it. And it's hard to stick to if you're not seeing like followers come in. Like,
it's all consistency.
Yeah, it's all consistency.
Even with my podcast, I've seen that. I remember I went a week without posting because I had COVID. So, like, I couldn't, like, talk. And I saw my followers going, not down, but, like, the next time I upload an episode, there wasn't as many listens. And I'm like, wow, people will just get over you like that. If they don't see that you're posting, they're, like, over it.
They
like,
forget. Yeah, someone else will come in and do it. Yeah.
What are your favorite? I know this is kind of, like, a little bit random, but you're a fashion girl. You're in New York. Your favorite stores to shop at in the city that are kind of, like, hidden gems?
Ooh, I actually wrote some. So if I would say if you're in the city, shop on Bleecker Street in the West Village is really pretty. It's more expensive, but it's honestly just fun to walk down that street and see these like really beautiful stores with like beautiful windows. Like the Last Line is a really nice jewelry store. There's a place called Nadam. Just that whole street, like Love Shack Fancy.
I've heard of Love Shack Fancy. I've never shopped on that street before. I've only shopped in like Soho, really.
Yeah, I mean, Soho's great. If you're visiting New York, definitely check it out. I like The Real Real in Soho. I like What Goes Around Comes Around. And then there's like a cute vintage shop in the East Village called Duo that I really like. And then there's one called, I think it's called Still House for like pretty like ceramics for like plates and mugs. And
I know you're always on the go, working super hard and always busy. How do you manage self-care within your days? Like, I know you said like even you cleaned out your closet before you came here. In my opinion, that is a form of like self-care.
Yeah.
So how do you prioritize that?
I think that I try and do something every single day to like do it, but I like definitely lost it for a little this summer. I think working out is a huge self-care and like really good for my mental health, and like sleeping helps me sleep really well at night. I've just tried to slow down, saying no to more things, saying no to like plans more has been like a huge, like I used to try and please everyone and say yes to everyone and meet up with everyone. And I think this year I've been like, okay, that's not sustainable. It's not going to work. You're going to burn out.
Yeah. That's something I actually just talked about. I had a podcast episode go up this morning and I was talking about self-love and just like my journey. Cause I, you know, that's kind of what my whole podcast is about, is just like a woman finding herself in her job or in her lifestyle. And for me personally, I feel like recently I've been on such a self-love journey that when I do say no to plans or no to something, it's like I don't feel sorry about it. Where I used to be like, no, I have to go because this person wants me to go and I want to make them happy and I don't want to seem lame. And I feel like, yes, through working out, I think was such a huge thing. I think having your own brand is also such a big confidence booster. And I think that when you're at that point, you want to prioritize yourself and your self-care. But I think it's amazing that you
do. So then when you do show up, that it's, you know, it's a better version of yourself. I think if you're so spread thin, you're not being the best person for the people around you.
Yeah. And I feel like it's such a weird journey to, like, your self-love journey, because it's so, like, it fluctuates. It's not just, like, up and now you're up for the rest of your life. It goes up and down.
Daily it's changing. Yeah.
How has your journey kind of been with self-love? Have you never really been, like, not insecure, but, like, have you never been, like, kind of low on confidence when it came to your job, especially in social media world? Like, I feel like
I
really
definitely
difficult.
Have been, yeah, and, like, comparing yourself to others. Like, I feel like I've become good at not comparing, but I used to, you know, would catch myself, like, seeing other people growing and be like, why is that not me? Yeah. Instead of being happy for them, like, you should be excited. And I think that's something definitely hard to not compare yourself in this, like, industry and, like, see, like, other people grow. It's like, you just need to, like, focus on yourself and your own journey.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what I've struggled with the most. Yeah, I feel like I've been a confident person. Like, growing up, I've always been, like, confident, but of course, get down, you know?
I remember I saw a quote once, and it was, there's room for everyone at the top.
Yeah.
And after I saw that quote, it just made me realize someone else's success isn't my downfall. So yeah. It's kind of like, even with myself, if I see myself going up and I realize that people aren't being sincere about it, you're like, okay, that's not my problem, that's their problem type of thing. But yeah, I think the social media world has skyrocketed. It's crazy how many brands are out there now and how many, like, you're like, how is this not dying out? Because it's, there's so much of it happening right now. How do you kind of see social media, like, do you see it still evolving or do you see it kind of, like, crashing?
I don't see it crashing. I think there's always going to be a social media. And I think there'll always be, like, some platform. Maybe it's not Instagram. I mean, TikTok is so big now. I think that Instagram has become quite boring to scroll through. Feed posts.
I agree.
Like, I will scroll for, like, 20 seconds and I'll be like, yeah, bored. I enjoy watching stories more than seeing posts now, for sure.
Same.
I think the reels are good. And I do think, like, people who never made the transition to TikTok appreciate reels.
Yeah.
I think if you did make the transition to TikTok, you're fully...
I've never looked through reels.
Exactly. That's what people say. But I'll see people, like, my boyfriend's a few years older and, like, his friends, it's like they scroll through reels because they, like, never did TikTok.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like...
I think videos are prioritized on social media right now. Like, that's what's good.
Because our attention span is so little that we just want to scroll through and watch a 5-second video. But I feel like Instagram has also become a lot more transparent, where maybe it's just the space that we're in, where it's like lifestyle space, where people aren't trying to look perfect on social media anymore. They're posting on their stories when they're tired or missing a workout. And I love that area of social media. And I feel like I've never seen it before until these past few years, especially during quarantine. I think a lot of people were started to become transparent with their mental health and where they were. And I just love the transition that it's taken. And I hope it continues to be that organic.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite social media influencers that you follow?
Hmm.
I just love that whole world. Like,
I love Endlessly Love Club. She's a friend of mine. I, like, remember following her when she had, like, 10K. And then she grew, like, so big. I just think she has really awesome, like, beautiful photos. Remy is, like, a good friend of mine. And she makes realistic hauls. And she'll show it on her body compared to, like, what it was on the website.
Yeah.
And showing, like yeah, it's great. It's really, really great. And she blew up during TikTok. Yeah. Like, or during quarantine on TikTok. And, like, people are obsessed with her content. She makes the funniest videos. She's great to follow if you don't follow her. I'm trying to think. For, like, fashion, I love Shay Marie. I've always loved following her. Like, I do think Instagram is such a special place for, like, inspiration and, like, ideas and, like, traveling. Like, I don't think TikTok could take that away from Instagram.
I agree. Yeah. Before we go, do you want to shout out your socials, your brand, everything?
My Instagram is at Ella Rose, ELLAAROSE. My full name is Ella McFadden. You can find me on YouTube at Ella McFadden. I think my TikTok is at Ella Rose McFadden, or maybe, no, it's just at Ella McFadden, MCFADIN. And yeah, my brand is Skin by Ella Rose. It's on
Instagram.
The blushes
look super cute, so you guys should definitely check
them
out.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
They look like the...
I should have brought you one.
No, it's okay. They're like the little, like...
cream blushes.
Yeah, I love cream. Like,
it's dewy,
don't use powder for anything.
No,
anymore.
I feel like it just also, like...
I hate that. I love glowy.
Yeah, it's all about being glowy now.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter when you, like, need it. And then Art of Foods, it's artoffoods.com or Art of Foods NYC on Instagram. If you're in New York, definitely check it out for some rags.
I'm going to check it out too because I feel like I don't come to New York as much as
I should.
Yeah,
you should go, like, on a date with your boyfriend in
the
city.
We used to go so much. He, like, works from home now, but, like, he goes back and forth. So when he was working in the city and I was going to school in the city, every single Friday night we were trying out a new place, a museum.
So fun. That's the best part of New York.
I want to thank you for coming on to the
show. Thank you for having me. I can't wait.
Yeah, of course. Make sure you guys check out Ella's socials. I'll put them in the description as well just so you can check them out. Thank you so much for coming and meeting me in Brooklyn. It was so nice to have you on.
So nice to meet you.
Of course. Bye, guys.
Bye.